Say hey and welcome to the opening day of baseball season broadcast right here on UMFM of Bang and Whisper Radio. We go from loud to soft, from raucous to a murmur, and yes, from a bang to a whisper, all in the course of a single hour. And as we always do, we introduce things with a say hey. And on baseball season opening day, we explain why. Say hey is a nod to the oldest, greatest living baseball player, Willie Mays. You're listening to UMFM 101.5.
Come on. so much for coming out to the show tonight. It was such a privilege to play here for you tonight. We'll remember it forever. Y'all take care, get home safe tonight. We'll see y'all next time, okay? We'll be right back.
saw you in a crowded hazy bar, dancing on the light from star to star. Far across the moonbeam, I know that's who you are. I saw your brown eyes turning once the fire.
nothing that he can do better than I can. Ted fucking Williams. Ted fucking Williams. Ted fucking Williams. Ted fucking Williams.
You're listening to UMFM 101.5 and for the time being off campus radio. My name is John Guttormson and this is Bang and Whisper, our special opening day of baseball season broadcast, and we kick things off today with a bang and three live tracks in a row. The first, Japandroids with The House That Heaven Built, a live track from Massey Hall. Second, Johnny Winter with his cover of Jumping Jack Flash. And then another cover from Jay Farrar, ex of Uncle Tupelo and now of Sun Volt. He covers Neil Young's Like a Hurricane. And we finish the set off with a nod to the game of baseball with Ted Effing Williams by the Baseball Project. Yes, it's a middle name that Ted gave himself, psyching himself up in the batting cage. It's also the same middle name that the Boston Red Sox fans gave Bucky Dent on that fateful October 2nd day in 1978 as he plunked a shot over the Green Monster to dash the hopes of the Red Sox. You're listening to UMFM 101.5 Campus Radio.
Rich Ramirez died today of natural causes, got amped up in speed and broke into house. A bunch of people to death, wrote shit on their skin and left them. They finally got him and he went to San Quentin. His last murder was south of San Francisco, a guy named Peter Pan from the town of San Mateo. A little girl in the tenderloin was his first. In a laundry room he took a dollar from her first. His last days were at the Bristol Hotel. I was reading Night Stalker when I went and rang the bell. The doorman buzzed me, said you're just like them all. Gave me a key and a black cat, led me down the hall. Had a flight today from Boston to Cleveland. Got a death in the family, gotta do some grieving. Lost a relative and it's eating me up. And I make them real bad. And I need a little love. Rich Ramirez died today of natural causes. These things mark time and make us pause and think about we were kids scared of taps on the window. What's under the bed and what's under the pillow. And the Jim Jones massacre got in our heads. And the TV headlines, Elvis Presley's dead. And the Ayatollah Khomeini hostages. Ronald Reagan died from bullets. While I'm there, I'm gonna stroll through the old neighborhood. Rick stands my age and still lives with his mom. When he's not in jail for menacing, stalking, and riding bad checks, cocaine charges. Mark Denton had such a beautiful smile. He always sat on his porch, passing the time and drinking a beer and smoking a pack until one day poor Mark had a heart attack. My friend Vince got a good job as an electrician. His sister married the pool shark Jim Evans. And my next door neighbors whom I love so, and they love me too, but they passed long ago. And if you walk just a few blocks down Stall, there's a house that was the scariest of them all. A cute little pond with a sign for sale, but those Sexton's kids, life was hell. And I'm telling the truth, and if you don't believe it, pick up Lowell Caulfield's House of Secrets. Had a fly from Cleveland to SFO. I got 3 months off until my next show. I was gonna spend time with my girl and make a record this summer. Fix my kitchen up and hire a plumber. The headline changed so rapidly. Then I came to the studio to work on something pretty. Then I saw the news on James Gandolfini while I was eating ramen and drinking green tea. The Sopranos guy died at 51. That's the same age as the guy who's coming to play drums. I don't like this. Getting older stuff, having to pee 50 times a day is bad enough. I got a nagging prostate and I got a bad back. And when I fuck too much, I feel like I'm gonna have a heart attack. I woke up today, I saw the headlines, an airline crashing, two people died. And I'm at a barbecue in Santa Fe, and everybody's drunk and feeling pretty well. 53, Richard Ramirez died, but in 83, he was very much alive. He was the scariest killer in the band. He had a pentagram in the center of a symbol. Everybody remember the paranoia when he stalked the suburbs of Southern California. And everybody will remember where they were when they finally caught the Night Stalker. And I'll remember just where I was when Rich Ramirez died a natural cause.
No more, so burn down the fires.
You're listening to UMFM. My name is John, and this is Bang and Whisper. Now, we started that second set off with Sunkill Moon and Richard Ramirez Died Today of Natural Causes. And then on to Yola Tango with Beanbag Chair. Now, that is not a baseball song per se, but the name of the band certainly is. During the 1962 inaugural season of the New York Mets, lovingly captured in the book by Jimmy Breslin, Can't Anybody Here Play This Game, there was a Spanish outfielder who, instead of yelling, I got it, to claim the ball as his on a fly, yelled, Yola Tango, Yola Tango. Now, Richie Ashburn, another outfielder, learned to speak the Spanish, and he would yell, Yola Tango, Yola Tango. In a later game, Ashburn happily saw that Elio Chacon, the Spanish outfielder, was backing off. He relaxed, positioned himself to catch the ball, and was instead run over by left fielder Frank Thomas, who understood no Spanish and had missed a team meeting that proposed using the words Yola Tango as a way to avoid outfield collisions. After getting up, Thomas asked Ashburn, what the hell is a yellow tango? A great anecdote, and it comes to us from WCDB Radio in Washington. Then we heard 5 - 4 = unity from Crooked Rain by Pavement, and closed out that set with Rumble by Link Wray. Pete Townsend of The Who once said, if there had been no Rumble, there would be no The Who. You're listening to UMFM 101.5. Off-campus radio.
Oh, Susie Q. after all, it's been so long since I've lived in town. Let it go for now. Have a drink at your favorite bar till dark. Stumble into empty baseball park. Strike one and strike two. I guess we're both out. Stumble past the record store, end up at the movies. Try and think of something else. Nothing's coming to me. Stumble past the record store and end up at the movies. Just try and think of something else. Nothing's coming to me. You do this to me. You do this and I've lied. And I fight it. Why should I miss you? After all, it's been so long since I felt your kiss. Did it come to this? Stumble past the record store, end up at the movies. Try and think of something else, nothing's coming to me. Stumble past the record store and end up at the movies. Try and think of something else, but nothing's coming to me. I let you do this to me. I must be crazy. I must be crazy. I must be crazy.
Shadows are falling and I'm running out of breath. Keep me in your heart for a while. If I leave you, it doesn't mean that I love you any less. Keep me in your heart for a while. When you get up in the morning, see that crazy sun. Keep me in your heart for a while. There's a train leaving nightly cold when all is said and done. Keep me in your heart for a while. Sha-la-la-la-la. Sha la 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 la. Keep me in your heart for a while. Sometimes when you're doing simple things around the house, maybe you think of me and smile. You know I'm tied to you like buttons on your blouse. Keep me in your heart for a while. Well, hold me in your thoughts. Take me to your dreams. Touch me when I fall into view. When the winter comes, keep the fires lit. Engine drivers heading north up to Pleasant Street. Keep me in your heart for a while. These wheels keep on turning, but they're running out of steam. Keep me in your heart for a while.
Listening to UMFM and a special opening day of baseball season edition of Bang and Whisper. And yes, we are dialing it down to a whisper now. And we started that set off with Susie Q by Creedence Clearwater Revival. And why would we play that song today? Well, for two reasons. One, it is such a big part of that seminal scene in Francis Ford Coppola's Apocalypse Now, when the appearance of the Playboy Bunnies goes all wrong. But also because Creedence is a fave band of Hall of Famer Bill Walton. He of UCLA. Hey, shout out to UCLA for making the Final Four. And also the Portland Trailblazers and the Boston Red Sox. Not Boston Red Sox. Baseball on the mind. Boston Celtics. And Bill was doing color commentary on a baseball game one day. White Sox game, I believe, and he was asked, "Hey, Bill, do you think that you would be a great baseball catcher?" And Walton, at 6'10", and also a noted cannabis user, replied, "Nah, I don't think so. I don't really like to get that low, but I sure do like to get high." Then we heard from Chili Gonzalez and White Keys from Solo Piano 2, and then on to Whiskey Town and Empty Baseball Park from Faithless Street. We closed out that set with Winnipeggers The Wailing Jennies and their take on Warren Zevon's Keep Me In Your Heart. We're going to finish things off today with two more baseball-related songs. Another Winnipegger, John K. Sampson, with last year's Fantasy Baseball at the End of the World. And we're going to close it out with the second Baseball Williams reference today. Not just Ted Williams, but Bernie Williams, and his version of Take Me Out to the Ball Game, which he played for Derek Jeter at his last ever game in 2014 in Fenway Park. Stay safe, wear a mask, and play ball. You're listening to UMFM 101.5 Off-Campus Radio.
I manage my fantasy baseball team better than I manage my anger these days. And I trade my best pitcher for a draft pick and a picture of the president writhing in pain. It's a weird thing to wish for, but I can't stop wishing, refreshing the browser someday. If I live long enough and the world doesn't end, my wish will come true in a way. And he'll die like we all die in pain or sleep, and we'll still have our fantasy baseball. And the next fascist fucker in line for the job of demolishing hope for us all. So I'm putting in love now, I'm putting in faith, putting fear on a long-term IL. I'm going outside, I'm gonna help organize something better, something beautiful. Thank you.
attention, please, ladies and gentlemen. Now batting for the Yankees, number 51, Bernie Williams. Number 51.